Philip Semper Pierre, Khadija Rinkir, today's date is 03/05/2025. Dictation is 4. Mr. Winder Curry. Curry spells C-U-R-R-Y. Winder spells W-I-N-D-E-R. Date of birth is 10/07/1978. This is a 46-year-old gentleman here with right elbow pain, period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately one day. Said he has a history of gout and did recall having a seafood diet along with alcohol. And he said also some salted peanuts, period. Patient said pain was gradual onset, denies trauma. Said pain at the moment is 7/10 worse with range of motion and touch, period. Said pain is non-radiating, confined to his right elbow, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. A physical exam is alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 status 100% of Rumir. Blood pressure is 230/143. Patient indicated that he did not take his medication today. He said he has his medication at home, just has to go and take it, period. He denies headache, denies chills, denies diaphoresis, denies chest pain, period. Next line, pulse 97, respiration 18, temperature 97.3. Next paragraph, right elbow is erythematous, warms to touch, reduced range of motion. He has diffuse tenderness of palpation in his elbow, neurovascularly intact. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is acute gout attack. Assessment number two is elbow pain. Assessment number three, poor medical compliance for hypertension. I did a review of patient's chart and every visit, and noticed that every single visit patient's systolic is well under 200. And we did discuss these numbers with the patient and advise him these numbers are too high. He said when he gets home, he will take his medication. He said he has to be at work in a few minutes and doesn't have time to have medication taken in the clinic today to make sure his pressure goes down. We had a lengthy discussion about his condition, especially his hypertension. He says he understands and will take his medication as soon as he gets home, period. Next paragraph. In clinic today, the patient received the following: Toradol, 60 milligrams IM. Next medication, dexamethasone, 10 milligrams IM. He was observed in the clinic for an additional 20 minutes or so. Reevaluated, he said his pain has improved. He was sent home with the following: prednisone, 20 milligrams, day 1, 5 PO, day 2, 4 PO, day 3, 3 PO, day 4, 2 PO, day 5, 1 PO. A total of 15. Next medication. Indocin, 50 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 10 days, number 20. Please go back to physical exam. Patient, to review of systems. Patient reports runny nose, pain and pressure in his sinus region, period. Said he has history of sinusitis and symptoms are similar, period. Next paragraph. Back to physical exam. Face, tender, bilateral, frontal, and maxillary sinuses. Nose are congested with green discharge. Next, please go back to plans. Patient was also given medication, amoxicillin 875 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 10 days, number 20. Please include in his assessment acute sinusitis, period. Patient was strongly encouraged to increase fluids and to avoid those foods that causes gout to flare up. He says he understands and will comply. End of dictation.